Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Happy Friday, everybody. Following the January 12th earthquake in Port-au-Prince, the Obama administration granted temporary protected status to Haitians living in the United States. That means Haitians living here illegally could come out of the shadows and would be able to work legally. The estimate was that some 200,000 Haitians would be eligible. But as of April 1st, only 43,000 people have applied nationwide, just 6,500 in New York State. So to talk about why it's been difficult to encourage Haitians to apply for TPS, and we think we're going to hear some encouragement to apply, we are joined now by Brooklyn City Councilman Mathieu Eugene, the first Haitian-born elected official in New York, and Jojo Annibal, attorney in charge of citywide immigration law at the Legal Aid Society, which has been helping with these temporary protected status applications. Welcome to both of you. Hello.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you very much. Good morning, Brian. It's an honor for me to be here. Thank you for having me.
Councilman Eugene, you've been working with Legal Aid and the U.S. Office of Citizenship and Immigration to get Haitians to apply for TPS. Why do you think so many are hesitant to apply?
Let me first take the opportunity to thank Legal Aid and also all the immigration association that have been working, you know, tirelessly with me to provide assistance to people, Haitian people who are qualified for TPS. You know, I think that there are several factors. Number one, the fee could be a factor, because you understand that those people, they are not working for close to $500, may be too much for them. Even there is a waiver, but I think the fee may be a factor. But the biggest factor, I believe, is the fare. They are afraid to give the information, I believe, because they don't know what the immigration department is going to do with the information. They don't want to be deported. They don't know what will happen after 18 months. We receive people, Haitian people, almost every day coming to the office with the same question. They are scared because they don't know if they're going to be deported after 18 months. Even we are doing the promotion, the motivation. We give them, you know, the guarantee that they can apply, but they're still fair to give the information.
Can you say something to assuage that fear? You certainly could understand why, if it's temporary protected status and they're coming out of the shadows to register officially with the government, that they would be afraid that in a year and a half this will expire and somebody will come get them and kick them out.
Exactly. In addition to that, they say that, you know, the Haitian community, the sentiment in the Haitian community is the Haitian people have been always treated unfairly. That's the sentiment. And they don't know. They say maybe even when they receive the TPS, after they may use the information to deport them. They don't want to do that. And we can say this is legitimate. But we have been doing everything possible to have them registered, and I believe that was a very humanitarian, good action from the President Obama. But the reality is people are still scared about giving the information for the TPS.
So, Jojo Annibal from Legal Aid, are you here today to say, don't worry, it's okay, sign up, you can trust this?
Well, I think the main thing for Haitians to realize is that currently, there are about five other countries that have been designated for TPS. And on the average, they've had this designation for at least 7 years. But I think the kicker for most Haitians, what most Haitians have to realize is that it's in the U.S. government's interest to extend this after 18 months because on the average, in 2009, there were about $1.9 billion in remittances, both formal and informal, were sent to Haiti, vast majority coming out of the United States. It's in the U.S. government's interest to have more Haitians able to work and able to send money home to help rebuild their country, to help stabilize the economy. So people, I think, the fear is there. The big D, which is deportation, will always ring a bell. But people have to realize that historically, TPS has not been only for a short period of time. And even when the government has decided to terminate TPS, they've always had a transition transition period for people to get ready to get off TPS. And so my thing is that Haitians should come out and apply for this benefit, which allows them to live without looking over their shoulders.
Councilman, hang on for just a second. I just want to put out the phone number. We've been taking calls, as many of our Haitian listeners know, day after day after day since the earthquake on so many different aspects of life after the quake there and here, and we're going to do it again on this. So Haitian listeners, if you want to call with a question for Jojo Annable from Legal Aid or Councilman Mathieu Eugene from Brooklyn, with respect to temporary protected status, are you one of those people who are undocumented and you can't decide whether to take advantage of this and take the risks or try to come up with the money or try to apply for the fee waiver? Give us a call with your uncertainties. 212-433-WNYC or anyone else, 212-433-9692. Right now. Councilman, did you want to back something up that Jojo said?
Yes, I agree with Jojo because it is very important because that makes a very big difference to be legally and illegally in the United States. When the people, if the Haitian people who are qualified apply for the TPS, they will be legally in the United States and they will benefit also from all the program that exists. They will be able to work legally, they will be able to maintain and to provide for the family, and also they will be able to support the family members in Haiti. This is very important. And we can say also, even the Salvadorians, they are still, I believe, enjoying the TPS program.
Yes, the Salvadorans.
The Salvadorians.
That took effect in 2001. That's still going on because of what was a temporary situation after a hurricane there. Honduras since 1999, still going on. Nicaragua since 1999. Somalia since 2001. Sudan since 2004. So at least there is that history of extensions. And I would go ahead, Councilman.
And also, Brown, let me say that there's no way that Haiti is going to be fixed in 18 months. It's impossible. The damages are too huge, too extended. So I do believe, and we will work hard for that, for the TPS to be extended after 18 months.
Also, so, and this is no guarantee, but we know that
we know that
President Obama wants to have a path to citizenship for pretty much all undocumented. So if there's a category with which he would have the power to keep people here with an executive order, then he would do it. So, presumably that's another bit of guarantee, although we don't know what would happen if a different president was elected. 212-433-WNYC. Also, listeners, you might want to talk about your experience with the TPS process, if you've gone through it yourself. That's another thing you might want to talk about. 212-433-9692. And Elsie in Livingston, you're on WNYC. Hello. Elsie, you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. A lot of Haitians traveled after the earthquake. I have two questions. My first question, what will happen to all these people, out of fear? They're homeless. They had a visa, so they just traveled to the U.S. hoping that there would be a special status for them.
Jojo?
And also,
go ahead.
And also, what will happen, for the people who were there before January 12th and who did apply for the TPS?
Jojo?
Our relatives who applied for it. What will happen when the time expires?
Jojo, explain that cutoff. Where did you have to be when in order to qualify?
So you had to be here on January 12th of 2010 when the earthquake happened. There are some people who traveled abroad after that date or before that date, and USCIS has been using this whole thing about a brief, casual, and innocent trip abroad. And if you can show that the trip was casual, innocent, and brief, it's possible that you'd be eligible for this benefit. But for those people who came in after the period, we have lots of parents and guardians who came in or were allowed to come in escorting U.S. citizen children into the country. They were given visas to come in. And that is a group that we've been advocating with USCIS to grant them parole status, rather than saying that they would allow them to extend the visas for another 6 months. Because most of these people are living on the charity of family members, don't have incomes and can't work. Parole status would grant them the ability to get employment authorization documents and work. So that's something that USCIS claims that they are aware of that issue and they are working on it. And we are pushing vigorously for the government to grant them parole status. Does that answer your question, please, Elsie?
Elsie, does that answer your question?
Some of it. What about those who travel? They didn't travel with American children. They just traveled because they're homeless in Haiti. They just traveled.
So
the week after January 12th.
If they came after January 12th, then they are not eligible for TPS. The only thing they can do is to extend their visas. And if they have family members who can help them adjust their status, for example, if someone has a child here who is a U.S. citizen over 21 years of age or has a parent here who is a U.S. citizen or a spouse, they can change their status right here in the U.S. But for now, the only thing they can do is to extend those visas. And USCIS has indicated that they will look favorably to extending those visas.
Elsie, good luck. And thank you very much for calling us. 212-433-WNYC. For anyone else with a question about temporary protected status, 433-9692. And Lino in Bay Ridge, you're on WNYC. Hello, Lino. Lino, are you there?
I'm there.
Hi, go ahead. What's your question?
Yeah, my question is my mother was willing to petition my sister from Haiti. So they have been approved like for 2 years, so they never say anything. So I would like to know what will I do to continue the status from her.
Okay. We have a terrible phone line, but I think, Jojo, that his question was that his sister was approved to come from Haiti 2 years ago, but still waiting to get into the country.
So what happens, basically, the caller is a U.S. citizen who has applied or petitioned his sister to come here. That's what they call the preference categories, and there's a long waiting period. Currently, there is legislation pending, sponsored by Gillenbrand Menendez and Yvette Clark, to allow Haitians who have approved petitions to be granted visas to come into the United States and wait here while they visas are pending, because there are long waiting queues, because there are only about 226,000 visas for people in the preference category, so their per country limitation of about 7%, and so it's very low, and the queues are really, really long.
Brown, I don't know if I can add something.
Go ahead, Councilman.
Yeah, I think this is a very good legislation, you know, introduced by the Congress, my colleague and the Congress. And myself also, I put a piece of legislation 2 weeks ago inside the City Council to support this legislation, because that would be a great relief for Haiti, by, you know, by permitting those people whose application have been approved already to come in the United States to wait for the green card.
Councilman, do you think the story in the news last week of Haitians being detained in immigration detention centers after being whisked onto military planes without proper visas, do you think that story may have undermined Haitians' confidence in the government? We're getting one comment on our website from a listener who asked what measures are being taken to prevent ICE, that agency, abuses, and maybe that's what's undermining this in part.
You know, Brian, as I said before, the sentiment in the Haitian community is Haitian people have been treated unfairly. Let's say, for example, in Miami, some other people belonging to other communities, when they get to Miami, they get all the advantage and all the protection by the immigration department. But when those people come from Haiti, they go to jail and they get deported. So the sentiment is there. I believe that the immigration department should take action, proactive action, to eliminate that thing and to prove, to show to the Haitian community that they are treated equally.
Jojo, about 10% of the applications, I gather, have been rejected, mainly for small errors on the application. Most common errors, not including the appropriate file fee, not completing every question on the form, not including your alien number, not signing the application, or using an incorrect form to apply for TPS. Any advice to give to people who are applying to avoid making errors that will get them rejected?
Well, my advice to Haitians who are applying for TPS is that they should try as much as possible to consult with any of the free legal service providers in the city. We've gotten tons of volunteers who are willing to help us do this work. And it's imperative that they go to these agencies. They are free services. No one is charging them a fee to do this. And if they go to these agencies, there's always a possibility that the applications will be well prepared and we would put in the necessary documents. For us at Legal Aid, we make sure that once we meet a client and we prepare the application, we give the person the application in an envelope ready to go, just walk to the post office, put it in the mail, and it's ready to go. So I think they need to take advantage of the free legal services available in the city. The New York Immigration Coalition has done a great job in helping us come together, and it puts out a list of different clinics available in the city. It's available on their website, www.thenynyic.org. Legal Aid Society also has this information on its website, legalaidsociety.org. And so these are all information that is available. There are resources that are available, and so people should take advantage of it.
One thing, Councilman Eugene, before you go, if supposedly there are 200,000 undocumented Haitians in America and only 43,000 have applied for this newly documented status, could that be an indication that the estimate of Haitians living here illegally was too high?
That could be also an indication, because we don't know exactly the exact number of undocumented Haitians living in the United States. But let me say that also, I'm providing in my office assistance to the people, the Haitian people who qualify, you know, for TPS. As a matter of fact, we have Legal Aid Society and many attorneys who are donating their time pro bono for free to help Haitian people.
So that's at your office every Friday, correct?
Every Friday. As a matter of fact, if I'm not wrong, I don't know, probably Jojo is in my office right now, and I got to commend Legal Aid and Jojo for the wonderful job that they are doing. And I want to advise and to ask all Haitian people who are qualified for TPS to come to my office to get the free assistance from expert on immigration, from attorneys, and to go also to everywhere where they are providing free legal assistance, you know, where those non-for-profit organizations and attorneys are giving assistance.
And we have to leave it here. Other than to perhaps give out the address. Do you want to give the address to your office?
My office is 123 Linden Boulevard between Bedford and Rogers, and the phone number is 718-287-8762.
287-8762 in the 718. Jojo, what's the deadline for applying for TPS?
The deadline for applying is July 20th, 2010, and we advise Haitians not to wait to the very last minute, because if your application gets rejected, you may not be able to reapply within the deadline.
City Councilman Matthew Eugene from Brooklyn, Jojo Annabelle, attorney in charge of the Citywide Immigration Law Unit of the Legal Aid Society. Thank you both very much for coming on.
Thank you very much for having us.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, coming up in a minute. More advice, because it's not just Friday, it's follow-up Friday, where we'll dig a little deeper into something that came up briefly during the week, and this had to do with income taxes. So if you have a question about anything that may be new with respect to income tax law this year, there are some new things that the Obama administration instituted. We're going to take your calls for a tax expert, 212-433-WNYC. 433-9692. You can call right now, and we're going to try to clear up the difference between an inheritance tax and an estate tax. It turns out New York has one, but not the other.